the Jewish community simply cannot fight this battle alone. And, you know, fighting anti-Semitism is not exclusively a Jewish issue.
Right. Anti-Semitism is just another form of racism. It's the same sickness, whether it's about Christians and about Islamophobia, which is horrible. It's all wrong. It's all the same.
Russell Simmons is a co-founder of the hip-hop label Def Jam Recordings and creator of the Fat Farm sportswear brand. Mark Schneier is an Orthodox rabbi. Though they're perhaps not the likeliest of partners, Simmons and Schneier serve as chairman and president of the Foundation for Ethnic Understanding. In their work and in their friendship, they embody the principles of the foundation, which promotes face-to-face dialogue as a means of combating discrimination. Welcome to Voices on Antisemitism, a free podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. I'm Daniel Green. Every other week, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that anti-Semitism and hatred influence our world today. Here are Russell Simmons and Rabbi Mark Schneier.
Hi, I'm Russell Simmons.
I'm Rabbi Mark Schneier.
Well, I think the idea that people are aggressively working on Black Jewish and on Muslim Jewish and just dialogue with all ethnicities and religions is a blessed action, and that kind of spirit it translates.
My understanding in terms of my mandate as a rabbi, or what I was taught by my father, that as a spiritual leader, I need to make both a spiritual contribution and a political contribution.
And the whole idea that the best defense for any group of people is what we do to defend other people. That idea, to spread that idea, is a great part of it. I mean, a rabbi can tell you. Mm-hmm. To tell us.
Well, I think our greatest challenge is the Jewish-Muslim peace. But I know the success that we've enjoyed in bringing ethnicities together. And that's really our shared passion. Trying to create some kind of relationship, engaging Jews and Muslims in this country, and see if we can set that standard.
I think that for the Jews to fight anti-Semitism, the best way to fight it is by fighting Islamophobia. And for Muslims to fight Islamophobia, the best thing they could do is fight anti-Semitism, because you're only as good as what you do for others. You can't defend yourself and not defend others, because you will not get the blessing you think you're chasing. So you have to do for others what you want for yourself, and that's how you're lifted, by lifting others.
And, after 2,000 years of our people's persecution and oppression and subjugation and all the horrors, we are enjoined in the Bible that remember that we too were strangers in Egypt, and that we too must fight and protect the rights of others.
And we try to point that out where people get disconnected, point out that they have the same suffering and same kind of history, and that they have a shared history. As Rabbi Schneier says, shared history,
shared dreams.
Shared awesome. Dreams, that's right. I think we're looking at a whole world full of people on the fence. And you're looking at people who would be fundamentalists or would be loving people. And it depends on the moves that we make, what they become. The world will become what we envision it to be. And if we are fearful and we think we should tense up and prepare for an ongoing battle, then that's what we'll have. But if we are open and we prepare for promoting dialogue and love and a better understanding of each other and tolerance and so forth, that's what the world will become, a more tolerant, loving place. So each individual that stands up is a part of a bigger prayer. You know, every day we all, you know, make mistakes ourselves, but and we all sometimes have some harbor some prejudices and all, but you know, we have to know in our heart it's wrong, and we all want to remember that we are connected, and that any kind of racism is wrong, anti-Semitism is racism, it's wrong, and you know, and we have to fight all racism, and that's just something that we have to do if we want to stomp out any particular kind. It's all the same, and it's all because we're disconnected. That's what it is.
And whether it's the Holocaust, whether it's Darfur, whether it's Islamophobia, no one should have to fight their battles alone. And I believe that's what this partnership brings to the table, that no one should have to fight
alone
their battles alone.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Voices on Antisemitism is a free podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every other week to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. To contribute your thoughts to our series, please call 888-70-USHMM or visit our website at www.ushmm.org. At that site, you can also listen to Voices on Genocide Prevention, a podcast series on contemporary genocide.